بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغمون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we will briefly touch upon the topic of fasting. And I would like to congratulate all of you guys, the fact that we have completed our first fast. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ibadah we have done all day. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to reach the end of Ramadan. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to reach many more Ramadans in our lifetimes. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and I was going through how much we're reading today. We're reading about one juz and a quarter of a juz, and there's so many topics we can talk about. In Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, there's so many things we can talk about. And I felt that the most practical thing that we can talk about in terms of what we read today will be the famous ayah, and I'm sure you've already heard it like about a million times. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of us first as believers. He doesn't, you know, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses people as ya ayyuhan nas, right? Or he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those people who have already submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places us in the category of believers. And this is already such a great thing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks very highly of us. He says ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And immediately after that, immediately contingent with belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paired it with fasting. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fasting has been prescribed upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to end over there and think that this is such an action that is very specific to our ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather says, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is not something new. This is not something that someone from before never had to go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this already has been prescribed for people from before you. We all know the injunctions. We've all studied the do's and don'ts of fasting. You know, obviously we're not supposed to eat, we're not supposed to drink, we're not supposed to get involved with relations, and then, you know, there's other things that we're not supposed to be doing while we're fasting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention any of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says rather, on top of all of this, he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you may gain some taqwa out of fasting. So then the natural question in the mind of a believer should be, how do you gain taqwa from starving yourself? What's the connection between taqwa and, you know, siyam? So then we need to ask ourselves, what is the actual definition of taqwa? Right? تَتَّقُون, it comes from ittaqa yattaqi, which means it comes from the root word of taqwa. Which means, in a loose translation, when we try to translate it, the common translation is fear of God. But we all know there's more to taqwa than just fear of God. First of all, what type of fear is this? Because there's two types of fears. We can fear someone because, you know, when you have a boss, you can fear them because if we don't do something on time, then, you know, some type of repercussion will happen. Right? There's that type of fear, the fear of the anger. That, you know, we're so scared of someone that we have some type of fear of them, khawf. Right? Then there's the other type of fear, when you completely are in love with someone. When you love someone like your spouse or your children or your mother, your father, your relatives, your neighbor, your friends, your family. When you love them, you'll do absolutely anything you can to not disappoint them. To the point where you actually fear doing anything wrong in front of them. Why? Because you love them so much. This is the type of fear we talk about with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one type of meaning from taqwa. The other meaning of taqwa, meaning it comprises many meanings. And this is one of the beauty of the amazing things about the Arabic language, where just one word has multiple meanings. There's no loose translation for one word. Like haya. Haya is, you know, obviously translated as modesty, but there's so much more to haya than just modesty. There's so much encapsulated in such a small word that it's so hard to grasp the whole meaning. Just like that, in taqwa, There's three meanings fused into one in taqwa. The first meaning is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear you have of someone when you love someone so much. Right? The other one is knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you in every moment of life. Inna Allah sami'un alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing and all aware. God consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second meaning of taqwa. The third meaning is rida bil qada. That you have to be pleased with everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, whether you know it or you don't know it. This is the third meaning of taqwa. So how do we gain this type of taqwa? By just fasting throughout the day. Well, then it's obvious that there's more to fasting than just, you know, staying away from eating and drinking. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do so much more when we starve ourselves. There's a hadith that says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you cannot hold yourself back, you know, from like a young man who needs to get married, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a prescription. And what was that? To fast. Why is it that Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prescribed to fast? Is because when someone fasts, they don't have time to think about any other worldly thing. Because all they really have time to worry about is there's no food in your stomach. Right? So that takes your mind away from all of the other desires of the world. And, you know, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentions in his book, Bidayatul Hidayah and Ihya Ulumuddin, you know, he was a great Sufi of the past. Right? Imam Ghazali mentions that one of the ways to attain taqwa and one of the ways to attain wilayah, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to starve yourself. Starve yourself from fasting. Why? Because then you don't have time to think about other things. And at that moment, you think about all of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Right? Yesterday, we talked about the dynamic nature of shukr and sabr. And throughout the day, we need to have all of the sabr we can from not eating. And at the time of iftar, and at the time of taraweeh, and at the time of suhoor, then we need to be thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So similarly, what we need to do now is not only do we have to stay patient throughout the day, but we have to involve ourselves, exert ourselves, force ourselves in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to do now, practically, is to create a schedule. A schedule to attain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we attain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask yourself, what's one thing that I can increase on today? The amazing part of a believer is that he will always compare himself not to the person right next to him, but rather he'll compare himself with himself from who he was yesterday. And he will always want to be better than who he was. He will always ask himself, what can I do to be better than who I was yesterday? Alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we finished our first fast. And I thought this was appropriate to discuss today so we can continue a set schedule. You know, the psychologists have determined that if you want to bring a habit into your life, then it usually takes, if you consistently do it for about 30 to 40 days, then it will be in your schedule. And what better time is there to start in Ramadan? What better time is there to start in Ramadan? And we fast all day, so we have time to read Quran. So try to ask yourself, do you think I can, if I usually recite one page, then can I recite two pages today? Make a goal. Every single day recite two pages. Every single day recite three pages. Maybe a juz. However much you can do. Right? Ask yourself, can I do 100 istighfar every day? You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness about 100 times every day. And he was ma'asum. He didn't even have any sins. And how many do we have? Kullu bani adam khata. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that all of us are born innately with being a sinful creature. So we were meant to sin. So we have to always seek forgiveness. So we need to try to bring this into our lives, to seek forgiveness, right, while we are fasting throughout the day. And maybe through all of these efforts, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a tawfiq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to gain God consciousness of Him, being pleased with Him, and also having a sense of fear from Him. Having a sense and also growing the love between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And He has no reason to torture us in any way. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. He wants ease for us and not difficulty. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq to take the most we can from this fasting that we do throughout the day. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to create a set schedule so that we can continue it on not only in Ramadan but also after Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. جزاكم الله.